he could deny that. When the Duke could not go out himself, and it became increasingly difficult for him to do so as the years went on, then other men escorted his Duchess to the social events with which the Ton amused itself whenever it was in town in large numbers. There were three in particular: Lord Hartingray, Sir Bradley Bentley, and Viscount Zimmer, all handsome, elegant, charming gentlemen. It was common knowledge that they enjoyed her company and that she enjoyed theirs. No one was ever in any doubt of what was included in that enjoyment. The only detail people wondered about, and wonder they did, of course, without ever reaching a satisfactory conclusion, was whether all that pleasure was enjoyed with the Duke's knowledge or without. There were some who even dared wonder if it was all done with the Duke's blessing. But deliciously scandalous as it might have been to believe so, most people actually liked the Duke, especially as he was now elderly and therefore deserving of pity, and preferred to see him as a poor, wronged old man. The same people liked to refer to the Duchess as that diamond-laden gold digger, often with the addition of, who is no better than she ought to be. Those people tended to be female. And then the Duchess's dazzling social life and scandalous loves and dreary incarceration in a union with an aged, ailing husband